kind of challenges do the Cincinnati Bengals present offensively for your defense?
Well, you know, very, very skilled group. Really nice throwers, really good catchers, fantastic combination at the runners, really explosive group. So we have to really take our time and do our best to try to match up with them.
Coach Del Rio said that they want to be physical and run the football as well. What kind of running team are they?
Well, I think any time in this league, you have to be able to run the ball. And on our side of it, we have to be able to stop the run as one of our top philosophies. So, you know, they're big. They like to run the ball. They like to have pullers. 32 is a strong runner. He gets on the edges, breaks a lot of tackles. They both, 32 and 25, have the ability to take it all the way. Very explosive. It's going to be very competitive for us to try to stop it.
When Hugh Jackson was here, he showed you a lot of trick play type things. Is that something that's easy to prepare, hard to prepare for? When you know that he does a lot of different things? How do you go about?
Oh, no question. You always have to have yourself fundamentally sound to be able to, you know, cover tricks or plays that might be unorthodox. But at the same time, you can't worry about them. You have to play ball. Everybody has to stay home and play to the fundamentals and then react to it when we see it.
How would you characterize the difference between the practices now as opposed to what they were in OTAs, mini camps, and training camp? What's a regular season practice look like compared to those?
Well, it's just a matter of the mindset. I think anytime you get closer to game time, high performance, you feel a little difference from the players and the coaches. But for us, being a new group, new system, new coaches, it's a matter of just growing. You can tell that we've gotten closer. The team has gotten better. Everybody understands exactly what everybody needs. And now we go to the point where we're new to where now we understand. Now we're starting to really fire on all pistons, and guys are really moving around pretty fast, a lot faster than it was before.
How has Nate Allen fit in with what you're asking him to do? Has that been a good match, his skill set and your scheme?
Well, I think it's no question. You saw the last time the ones played, I think it was Arizona. You saw a big difference in the way Nate Allen really showed up. I think that no question, anytime you play a defense, anytime you're new to a new surrounding, a new environment, it's going to take a while to really adjust to the system, to the environment, to what everybody's asking. And I think the reason why we brought Nate here was to make plays, to keep us solid in the post, and he's been doing just that.
What are his strengths, do you see, Nate? What are the things he does best?
Smart, fast, playmaker. He's back there controlling the secondary, knows a lot that's going on, keeps everybody lined up. And at the end of the day, he keeps the explosives down to a minimum. He's that guy, no explosives.
What's Curtis Lofton brought to the team?
Oh, my goodness. Curtis has been he's been heaven sent. He's a guy that very smart, really tough. And around here, toughness is a talent around here. He has the whole front seven, front eight lined up. He has a real strong voice. They all listen to him. He knows exactly where everybody's supposed to be. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he's that strong voice, that center of attention. The guy that you want to play middle linebacker, Curtis is everything a middle linebacker is supposed to be.
Seems like this defense might be a better tackling team than has been here the last couple of years. How do you teach tackling in today's day and age, and do you see this being a good tackling team this year?
Right, well, I don't know. I wasn't here a few years ago, so I'm not quite sure what happened then, but I know now we emphasize it. In this league, you have to be a really good tackling defense. For me, tackling defense is it's paramount. It's number one. You have to tackle. It's a way to let people know and yourself know what type of defense you are. So tackling is something we really emphasize, we really work on, we talk about, we illustrate, we diagram it, everything. They catch the ball, they're going down. No yards after touches, no yards after catches. They catch the ball for three, it's a three-yard gain. No misses.
Lots been made all offseason about the cornerbacks and going with the young guys. What do you expect to see out of them?
Well, we expect to see the way we coach them. Stay on top, eliminate explosives, balls up in the air, make the play. That's why they're here. That's why they're pros. And do what you've been coached to do.
As it relates to Khalil Mack, how much do you remember about going from year one to year two? How much more comfortable, how much more savvy you felt? And what do you see for him?
Well, I think everybody has such high expectations for him, but I just want to caution that he isn't only in the second year, and at the same time, He's a guy that he has everything. And that's a matter of just doing it. You know, it's lining up, playing hard. The mindset is where it needs to be. His effort level is where it needs to be. His work ethics are where it needs to be. And so we're really excited to sit back and let him play. Get him to doing something he does best. He rushes the passer really well. He plays really hard. He's a mismatch on the field. And he's the type of guy that you just got to just turn him loose. And we're turning him loose.
What do you remember about going from year one to year two?
Well, it's just confidence. Really, you feel good about your surroundings. You know how to be a pro. You've learned from the older veterans. You know, I played my second year. I was with guys like Ed Too Tall Jones and Randy White and Everson Walls. You know, those guys really helped me going into my second year. And same with Khalil. He's around a good environment, a good people. And we're expecting him to just really take off. And we're going to ride it with him.
Going from one great fan environment to another, how cool is it going to be to step out there in the black hole the first time when it's for real?
Really excited. I mean, we all love football. At the end of the day, it's about playing ball. It's about getting to the game day. You know, we practice a lot. We practice a whole lot more than we play. So the practice right now is the only place we have to make us better. And we're really setting up to really have a peak performance, you know, on Sunday. So by the time we get there on Sunday, we're going to be ready to go.
What kinds of unique challenges does A.J. Green pose? Obviously, he's tall, he's been productive.
Right. Well, you know, the same challenge any tall receiver who can run really fast. they throw the ball deep. And it's a matter you got to go up and you got to match up. And we don't know how good we are until we match up against the best. And he's considered to be one of the best. So we're excited for the competition.